We now invite the Rebbe Rashab to join us. This niggun is called Niggun Hachana. It's sung before a Hasidic discourse is said. We now invite the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe to join us, known as the Friedeker Rebbe. He taught, a niggun opens windows in the soul. First, there must be deep contemplation, focusing the mind upon the oneness of the cosmos and its creator, to see that unity within each thing until it becomes more real than even your sense of self. But the contemplation may remain frozen in the realm of cold intellect. With a niggun, what is held imprisoned deep in the soul pours down into the mind and from the mind to the heart. Meditation may enlighten the intellect, but a niggun can uplift and transform your entire being. That is why the ancient Nevi'im, prophets, would sing and play musical instruments as they awaited the gift of prophecy. In this way, they would strip themselves of the barriers of body and mind, opening themselves as channels of the infinite light. Not for the sake of transcendence alone, but to draw that transcendence down to earth, to awaken the hearts of humankind to the inner truth of life. This niggun, known as the Beinoni niggun, is that we have two souls within us, an animal soul and a godly soul. The Tzemach Tzedek, Baal Tanya's grandson, shared this story. A few months ago, Tsar Nikolai went out to inspect his troops. He began a conversation with a Jewish soldier, and the boy's manner and thoughts appealed to him. The Tsar then said, "My boy, if you would change religion, the Tsarina and I would adopt you as our son." The soldier's silence was taken as his agreement, and he was given the best education as befitting the Tsar's child. He was taken care of by the Tsar's highest officials. The night before his conversion was to take place, the soldier couldn't sleep. Opening up his bag, he found his Tanya. Randomly opening the sefer, he opened to chapter 19, where the Baal HaTanya writes that each and every Jew will be ready to give up his life in order to sanctify Hashem's name. Since at that point, when its essence is being tested, the neshama has the strength to overcome every obstacle. These words found their mark, and he decided to be faithful to Hashem. In the morning, the high officials came and brought the soldier to the Tsar. The Tsar took hold of one of his hands and the Tsarina and the other, and they began walking to the ceremony. On both sides of the aisle through which they walked stood all the important officials and dignitaries, and everything was done in grandeur. As they reached their destination, they had to cross a bridge. Once on the bridge, the soldier suddenly dropped the hands of his would-be parents, jumped into the water, and drowned. In heavens, the actions of the soldier created a great commotion. It was decreed that when his neshama comes, the angels should stand on either side of him and he should be escorted into Gan Eden. It was also decreed that my grandfather, the Baal HaTanya, should happily greet him with a Tanya in hand. Just like this soldier tapped into the essence of his being, his Yechida, that is one with Hashem, that will never allow us to separate from who we truly are, the fire behind him giving up his life for Hashem, we have the ability to tap into that part of us that only wants to do the will of Hashem in thought, speech, and action. And that is what it means to be a Beinoni. Even though there may be a struggle, however, the Baal HaTanya teaches it is within our reach to win that battle and do the will of Hashem at all times. With that in mind, let's sing the Snigin and think about one area in our life, how we can align our will with Hashem's will more, whether that's in thought, speech, or action. We now invite the Lubavitcher Rebbe to join. This Snigin was taught on Simchas Torah 1963 by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, based on the words from Davening on Shabbos. The words express strong emuna in Hashem that we had and have throughout the generations in the final Geula. Just as Hashem took us out of Galus Mitzrayim, so will Hashem redeem us with the coming of Mashiach. The next day, when the Rebbe asked one of his chassidim to begin the song, he said that he had not yet mastered the niggun. The Rebbe responded, "In this song, the main focus is not on the tune, it's on the text." The translation of the song Hu Elokeinu is, "He is our God, He is our Father, He is our King, He is our Redeemer, He is our Deliverer. He will deliver us and redeem us once more, shortly, and in His mercy He will let us hear, in the presence of all living, proclaiming, Behold, I have redeemed you at the end of time as in the days of yore to be to you for a God. This is from Kesser and Shabbos Musaf Davening. This is the Negin of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father.